School board members Elva Swafford Striplin and Dee Dee Rasmussen had a terse exchange over the district's proposed budget. Striplin accused other board members of rubber stamping the proposal. She also suggested a $350,000 expansion for 8 more school resource officers to cover 16 elementary schools should be diverted toward teacher raises.
And I keep making the point, if we make these little small adjustments, things about being a little more fiscally conservative on things like bringing back people who are retired under contract, some raises that I think should not have gone out that did, and things like this, it's a great initiative. It is a great program, and if money was not an issue, we say yes to everything. We say yes, and we put them in there, but money is an issue. And I will not stop voicing for our teacher salaries until we are number one in the state.
He wants to know, if we found $1 million to cut, how much of a raise would that equal if we voted to put it into a raise, which, by the way, I'm not inclined to do.
It's about a half a percent.
Half a percent for everybody?
Both Rasmussen and Striplin left the dais at times amid frustrations. The budget proposal for the upcoming school year includes a 2% raise for district employees. Outgoing board member Dee Crumpler admonished the board for allowing the political season to bleed over into the meeting.
I just wanted to say, let's don't get caught up in that. We've got a great school district. We've got a great board.
Right.
And because one or two people have said something to somebody that you guys have heard, I could really care less what they have to say.
Well, I appreciate you helping me remember to take my own advice, and I apologize for getting frustrated and flustered. It is that time of year.
Rasmussen is running for re-election and facing 2 challengers. Superintendent Jackie Pons has 4. Opponents in both races have accused the board of rubber-stamping Pons' decisions and have criticized raises given to some district administrators, along with the use of retirees to fill positions. The board moved a nearly $500 million budget for public comment. The plan includes no property tax increases. Public input is set for next Tuesday, when the board can make additional changes or tentatively approve the budget. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.